the big game. We have to say the big game. That is the dumbest crap in the world. It's this Sunday, and my Carolina Panthers are taking on the Denver Broncos. And as much as it pains me to speak to this person, we have Broncos quarterback Peyton Manning on the phone. Thank you for calling in, Peyton.
Thank you, Mark, for having me.
Yes, you're welcome. So you must be pretty pumped for Sunday night.
I can't wait to play football.
Okay, that's nice, Peyton, but can you stop singing the jingle?
I do not know what you mean.
The jingle from the nationwide commercial you're in, please stop.
I think you are hearing things.
You just did it again. Please stop. It's annoying, Peyton.
Sorry, this is how I talk.
Everything you say is in the form of a jingle. It sounds awful.
My life is such a nightmare.
Well, then why don't you stop?
I'm afraid I'm in too deep.
What do you mean?
If I stop, they will hurt me.
Oh, who, the people from Nationwide?
This goes way over their head.
What does that mean, Peyton?
Somebody else pulls the strings.
Who would do that?
Oh, dear God, I've said too much.
Peyton, if somebody is threatening you or bullying you into only singing this jingle, you should notify the authorities.
Please stop digging. I'll get hurt.
Peyton, I want to know who's doing this to you. Tell me the monster who it is. Tell me who is insisting that you speak only in this jingle.
Find you when I will tell you.
Good. Tell me. I can't stand this. Everything I hear from you is a commercial, commercial, commercial. Tell me who this maniac is who loves commercials so much that they would threaten to harm you if you stop singing this jingle.
The boss at KLOS.
I knew it. Stay safe, Peyton.
We don't stand a chance Sunday.
You got that right.
Goodbye, I have to go pee.
Peyton Manning.
That might be my favorite one ever. Yeah. This goes way above their heads.
My God. My God.
Too good.
All right.